KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 72 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for a slight chance of isolated showers this morning. Otherwise, skies should be partly cloudy throughout the day, a high of 91. A heat advisory is in effect for the entire listening area beginning today at 1 o'clock and lasting through late Friday night. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. About 26 downtown Atlantic business owners and a handful of city officials attending a downtown facade revitalization meeting Wednesday evening at the historic Rock Island Depot heard Alexis Fleener, the community development team leader with SWIFCO, explain the purpose of the meeting was to determine how many business owners would be interested in participating in a community development block grant application specifically for downtown facade restoration or revitalization. Fleener said if enough businesses commit to filing the application through SWIFCO, the organization would apply for a $500,000 grant to the city that requires a 50% local match. 25% would come from the City of Atlantic if they agree to participate, and 25% from the building owners who decide to participate.
That's if we have 10 buildings, facades, or more to get $500,000. We can't have less than 8, so if it's in between 8 and 10, we can't apply for the full $500,000, but it could be $499,999. We have to have a minimum of 8 building facades participating, and a good number, in my experience, is 12.
The maximum number of facades for the current grant period, you said, will be 14. The total project budget is $1 million, Fleener said. With a CDBG, there are no concerns about building owner income limits.
Overall, in the eyes of the people funding this, giving the dollars, they want to take a building that is in fair or poor condition, using that term lightly, you know, loosely, into good or excellent condition. So even if overall your building, you know, looks good, it's fine. Your windows might need some work, or your awning, or the brick, you know, some bricks might be at risk of falling off. Bringing those conditions to good is kind of what we're after.
She said from the state's perspective, if a building is contributing to the historic nature of the district, there will be a contribution from the State Historic Preservation Office. Fleener said that every building owner who applies will contribute the same percentage amount. The building owner receives the added benefits of free architectural services and construction management. Facade improvements would include the first 2 feet of a building front, restoration, rehabilitation, and replacement as necessary, and a makeover depending on need, the cornice, the transom, upper story windows, awning, doors, and bulkhead. The building owner may also realize increased energy efficiency when the work is completed. The CDBG application from SWIFCO is due in April of 2019. Fleener said from the time that the grant is approved to the time the projects are finished will be about 2 to 3 years. Police in Council Bluffs called to check out a disturbance near the 1400 block of Avenue A Wednesday afternoon. Found a 26-year-old man with a serious injury to his right hand along with minor injuries to his shoulder and head. An investigation determined the man had been inside a car that fled from the scene as officers arrived, and the vehicle had smoke emitting from the inside. As he was inside the vehicle prior to its leaving, an unknown type of firework and explosive went off in the man's hand. The suspect vehicle, a red Pontiac Grand Am, had not been located as of last report. The injured male, whose name was not released, was transported to Nebraska Medicine by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue personnel. And with regard to the original disturbance call, authorities say a 21-year-old male and 3 juvenile males were all cited for disorderly conduct and issued ban notices from the skate park. Also in the news this morning, that's one way to burn calories. Des Moines television station KCCI reports that a semi-trailer carrying chocolate from Hershey, Pennsylvania, caught fire Wednesday on Interstate 80 near Dexter. The state patrol says the truck was heading westbound and had brake problems, eventually catching fire. The driver pulled off the interstate onto a grassy area and was able to unhook the cab from the trailer before the trailer went up in flames. There were no injuries reported, but the trailer and all of its yummy chocolate were destroyed. In the funeral announcements, Ike Madsen, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Ike Madsen will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. OD Funeral Home of Kimbolton has the arrangements. Virginia Barnholt, age 92, of Messina, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Virginia Barnholt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Connie Collins, age 66, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Connie Collins will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dennis Kenkel, age 78, of Erling, died Tuesday in Elkhorn, Nebraska. A massive Christian burial for Dennis Kenkel will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Alan Lee Peterson, age 88, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Alan Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. Arthur Duff, age 92, of Denison, died Monday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Arthur Duff will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Oneida. Catherine Gall, age 52, of Omaha, died Sunday. A memorial service for Catherine Gall will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Michael Hespin, age 62, of Marnie, died Monday in Carroll. A gathering of family and friends of Michael Hespin will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Marnie Roadhouse. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy King, age 99, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Dorothy King will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Margaret Clifford, age 95, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Margaret Clifford will be Monday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Florence Cook, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday. A memorial mass for Florence Cook will be held July 7th at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.